Heidi Moneymaker, how are you?
I'm great. How are you, Scott? It's great to be
I'm very
here.
well, thanks. Thanks for doing this, Heidi. This is not the first time we're meeting. We met in the past on Expendables 2, right? Didn't
Yeah,
meet
that's
before
right.
that, I
Bulgaria,
think.
I think, right?
Yeah, part of the stunt team on Expendables 2. And I don't think I've seen you since then, unless I've seen you down 8711 briefly.
Maybe in 87, but yeah, it's been a while. That was a while ago. I mean,
Yeah,
I want to say like
2011.
2013 or something, right?
2011, that was the end of
Oh wow. Jeez,
2011.
yeah.
Yeah.
It's a little while. Well, you look the same. You look great.
I don't look the same because look at the state
It's you're looking great.
Well, you are one of the top stunt women in Hollywood, I would say,
Well, thank
especially when
you.
it comes to the physical task of fighting and gymnastics. And obviously, you've been behind the Marvel movies, doubling for Scarlett Johansson a lot with Black Widow and many other things that we're going to get into. So, I want to find out what made you get into this and what you did when you were young. I know you did a lot of gymnastics, but how did you get into the stunts from then? But let's talk about the gymnastics first of all.
Okay. Well, actually, I think I started off as a stunt woman because when I was a little girl, I had so much energy and I wouldn't stop running or jumping off things and got to the point, and I wouldn't sleep ever. So got to the point where my parents would put me on the top bunk and just take the ladder away with the little guardrails and put a bunch of toys up there and just go, okay, play on your bed until you fall asleep. And then I started jumping off of the bed to get down. And one time I jumped and hit my head on the back of a chair, and it was there. Fearful that I was really going to hurt myself. So they put me in gymnastics to stop the
I can understand that having kids, very fearful of them hurting themselves, but they just want to do what they want to do, right?
Yeah. And, you know, they bounce back so much better than now. If it jumped off a bed and hit my head on the back of something, I'd be down for a year.
Yeah.
But yeah, so they got me into gymnastics just to. There was a local school nearby, and they just wanted me to get out the energy and do something, you know, physical. So they put me in gymnastics and I just fell in love with it. Wanted to be there all the time. Was doing gymnastics at home when I came home. My uncle built me a beam. I was still jumping on furniture and playing, but I knew a little, I knew my body a little better. So I wasn't getting hurt as much.
So, how old were you when you started gymnastics then?
I remember watching the 84 Olympics, and I remember seeing Mary Lou Retton win, and I remember going, I'm gonna do that. I'm going to win the Olympics. But I think I'd already been in gymnastics at that point, and that would have made me six. So I probably started around five, the age of five, maybe.
Okay, that's very
Yeah.
young. Well, so
Yeah.
if you're a professional gymnast, what is that normally the sort of age you would start, or is that very, very young?
That's pretty young, but it's not unheard of. A lot of people want to put their kids in gymnastics just because it's really good for their motor skills and, you know, learning how to pay attention and all these kind of different things. So sometimes you'll put your kid in gymnastics just for a few years just to, you know, have them learn a few things. But I would say for a girl, it's not super, super early. I would say if you start later than eight or nine, I mean, you're really behind the curve, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it, at least now the age is a little bit older to go to the Olympics. I think it's you have to be 15. And you know, the equipment is it's a little more conducive to taller, older gymnasts. They've widened out the bars, you know, they've done a couple of things that made it harder for the littler gymnasts. So I think they're steering away from that. But when I was younger, when I was 12, I was already training for the elite level and I was training twice a day and six days a week. Getting out of school, not doing PE is all about, you know, wanting to make the US team and all that kind of stuff. So that seems pretty young to me now. You
Yeah. Was
know.
the schoolwork suffering at all? Or were you getting that
No, it
drive?
wasn't actually. I don't know how I did it, act to be honest with you. I'd get my first period off in the morning, and that's where my PE period would go. So I'd get up and train and then go right to school. Go 6:30 to 9:30 in the morning, go to school for 10. Get done at 3, go 3:30 to 7:30 at night, then stay up doing homework somehow. I don't know. By the time I was in high school, though, I wasn't training twice a day like that. I'd kind of jump back a level for a couple years in high school, so it was a little less strenuous, I think.
18. Over on the floor, Heidi
This is,
Moneymaker.
yeah, this is
Remember,
my
she
junior
has that
year
ankle injury.
at
Both
NCAAs.
ankles.
Yeah, see, there you go, junior. I think I won vault at this NCAAs. And I think we ended up as a team fifth. And so I came in the next year and had a talk with the whole team and said, all right, we're winning this year or you guys are going to be sorry. I think I scared all the freshmen, but we ended up winning. So,
so how old are you here?
I guess this, I would have been 18, 19, I guess 20. Yeah. And oh, I had sprained both my ankles. That's right. Right, well, before
this. They were saying that in the commentary, I believe. Yeah.
Yeah. I sprained them really bad. Right before we left for this meet, I was doing that second tumbling pass, I think, where I was doing a 1.5 twist and punching into a front flip. And I double rolled my ankle. So when I went to, I wasn't landing. I was with my mom and my dad. Aw. Yay.
Very proud.
Yeah, when I went to punch the floor, so flip twist and then punch off the floor instead of land, I punched as I rolled my ankles both at the same time. So I was jamming myself into the floor trying to rebound as my ankles rolled. So it was pretty bad. I was like having a hard time walking. Yeah, I just
How long did you do that before you were performing
like,
there?
Like the week before or something.
Yeah.
Oh, it was one of those where you're like, oh no, yeah. We might have just lost someone for the meet.
Well,
you know?
I did the exact same thing once. I did a back somersault to a punch front somersault and both ankles at the same time. So I know exactly where you're coming from. I definitely wasn't doing gymnastics a week after that.
Well, I don't think I would have been either, except for it was just like, you got to make it work. Like I don't think I did gymnastics. I don't think I did anything. I think I was walking around in boots and doing a ton of rehab. We had a great rehab, training team that worked with me that, we did all the crazy ice swirl baths and everything you possibly could do. And I just rested. And
you got to do it right. They're not going to delay the competition, are they? You got to turn up and do it.
Sometimes adrenaline just kind of changes things, Yeah. You feel pain, but it's a little bit different,
So these are the high bar.
Yeah, this is, at least on this event, I wasn't using my feet.
Wow, that's so high there at the beginning.
Yeah, my my coach in before I got to UCLA, he had me work every release move on bars possible. I made these really overly bouncy bars, and so with those bars, I learned how to do this really big.
That is high.
Yeah, high tap.
Strength, coordination. I mean, I feel like to be a gymnast is the fittest you could possibly be in terms of having complete control of your body. I mean, that's the ultimate as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, I would say, it's such, everything you do is all body control and body strength. There's not, you're not just using one group of muscles, And I think in all sports you're using all muscles, but there's just something about being able to swing yourself around in the air, on a bar, pommel horse, even for the men and everything in the rings, especially the rings are so hard. Even at my peak gymnast strength, I could barely hold myself up. I don't know how guys do that. You have to be so strong.
Just to grip the bar, to spin around that bar and not lose your grip. I remember, I did some gymnastics, very limited. And at one point I was going to train for the stunt register. So I had to get my gymnastics in. Yeah. So I was okay on the floor, but when I started doing the apparatus, the way it would just tear your hands to pieces. I was like, man, how am I going to get through this?
Oh, I know. It shreds your hands. Even I have scars kind of further down on my wrists here because we would wear those big long grips and I wear them so far back and they'd be so tight that my hands would be calloused, but not really ripped. But I would rip holes in my arms just from having that grip so tight.
Yeah.
It's a crazy sport.
I mean, what's it like as a gymnast, having trained all the year, and then you get there and it's the day of the routine and you've got one shot, right, of doing it perfect. How do you deal with the pressure of that?
When I was younger, I was not the best competitor. I was very skilled, but I would get very nervous. And so it always fall off beam. It was really hard for me. And there was one day, one time, and I think I was more likely in 14 or 15, maybe even 16. And I was getting ready. I was at nationals and I was getting ready to do beam. And I had that thought of like, don't fall, don't fall. And then finally I thought about it. I'm like, why am I saying don't fall? I'm going to start telling myself I'm doing, you know, like going through my routine and telling myself I'm staying on, I'm hitting this routine. You know, it started changing it to a positive, and I realized like, I don't have to fall. I can just stay on the beam. And it sort of like clicked one day of like, I'm just going to change my attitude and I'm just not going to fall. And it helped a lot because I started believing in that. And there's something in that belief that I was able to calm the nerves a little bit. And just believing in what I was doing and talking myself through each move kept me focused on that instead of being focused on, I don't want to fall, I don't want to fall, because then that's in your psyche. So that changed things quite a lot for me. And I sort of carried that through all through my gymnastics career. And then also being on a team, going from being an individual to being on a team where the team score counts more and your sisters and your team are what matters. Working together makes it, there's more pressure, but it's almost like easier because you're doing it for someone else. Like I have to stay on this beam right now because I'm just going to ruin their meet, you know? So that helped a lot as well.
Yeah, and I guess that's perfect for going into stunts because you can really zero in, focus on what you got to do, and positive mindset, and go out and achieve it. Yeah.
When I first got into stunts, I was like, oh, this is cool. I don't have to do this on the first time.
Yeah.
However, sometimes you do. Sometimes you've got like one or two shots at something, and there's definitely some pressure. And then you have the directors that, you know, they don't really, they want to have the action, but they don't care so much about it. So they're going to do a couple takes and then move on. And I've worked with a couple of those. So then you know, like I got to make this on the first take because I might only get one more after that, you know.
Well, I've seen performers crumble mentally, you know, really good physical performers that can do it easily, but on the day that the you know, being on the film set, the pressure of the whole thing, and just they get the first take wrong, second take wrong, start putting pressure on themselves, and they just melt. So
Yeah,
that's training, doing the
that's a mental
gymnastics
game.
job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hear you too, because it's also then like the more, yeah, you have to be able to pull it together. If you miss it the first time, you have to pull it together for the next time just because, yeah,
Yeah.
you can go downhill real fast.
Exactly. So how did you get into stunts then?
Right. So actually, I didn't really know much about the film industry or that there was a stunt world or anything until I went to UCLA. And I actually, one of the first stuntmen I ever met was Keith Campbell. And he used to double Tom Cruise and
All right.
a lot of big guys. And now he's a coordinator and everything. But he was a friend of a friend's. And so he's the first stuntman I ever met. And just kind of like as I went through UCLA, more and more of my ex-teammates had gotten into doing television shows and commercials and that. So when I, in my fifth year, so they give you a 5-year scholarship. And most athletes redshirt their first year, except for gymnasts, because it's better for us when we're younger. So we kind of redshirted our fifth year. So I was still in college. And I thought, well, I'm going to get a commercial agent because I can do some gymnastic stuff, make some money, and maybe do a little pop in a TV show here and there. So I was just doing commercial stuff and like gymnastics doubling. So if there was a television show or something where they needed an actual gymnast to do stuff, I was doing that and making some good money. So I thought, you know, maybe I'll just do some training, learn some other skills, and kind of give this a shot and see how it goes. And if it works out, great. If not, I'll carry on with something else. And I met Chad Stahelski,
Yeah.
and he introduced me to Ming Q, and she's this amazing wushu stuntwoman fighter, just amazing person all around. And she started training me, teaching me how to kick and all that kind of stuff. And yeah, I got really lucky and put my stuff in for Charlie's Angels Full Throttle. And just kind of through a weird back door, ended up as one of the doubles for Drew Barrymore. Mick Rogers hired me to
Cool.
double, be one of the doubles for Drew Barrymore. So I got to learn a lot about stunts, and he knew I was brand new, so he was so great and would kind of, you know, okay, this is what we're doing. This is a stair fall. These are the options of how you can do it. You know, he
Yeah,
was kind of
yeah.
guiding me too because he knew that I was really, really green. So I learned a lot from him.
Well, looking at you now, when you do your martial arts, and obviously I'm coming at it from that side because I'm all about the martial arts. Like, did you just pick it up really easily, or did it take quite a bit of training, or was it already just there because of the flexibility, gymnastics, and the strength you had?
No, yeah, I did pick it up fast just because of my dance background. But there's a big difference between choreography and actually looking like you can
Well,
be
hang on a
strong.
minute. Tell us about this dance background.
Well, that went along with my gymnastics background. So when I was doing gymnastics, it was a little different than it is now. So now everyone goes in and they do their optional routines, meaning they just everyone goes in and they do their own routine on each event. But it used to be up until I think even in 96, you have everyone would have to do a compulsory routine on each event. So everyone did the same vault, the same bar routine, the same beam routine, the same floor routine. And it was every 4 years they would choreograph these routines that would stick through the Olympics. And so they were very dance based, and most of them had piano music, and it was very much about like the balletic flexibility kind of thing. So I did a lot of ballet and a lot of dance work just to supplement that when I was younger. I had some basics there that kind of rolled over into martial arts. But what happened was, like I said, I met Chad Stahelski. I was training with Ming. Chad would let me come in on the Saturday trainings that he would do with his guys, and I could come in and learn, different martial arts. I'm sort of a mixed film martial artist. I never really had one solid, art that I did. And so I started learning, but I was already working in the business for a really long time, and everyone knew me as a gymnast and would always bring me in for, stunts. But I never got to do a fight scene for a really long time, so I had a lot of time to train. So I trained and trained and trained. And one day, I was like, you know what? I might just never get to do fight scenes. I might not be the fight girl. That's fine. I love doing this. I'm just going to get really good at it because I want to do it. So I just trained really hard because I loved it. I was so trained and prepared at this point. It's funny when everyone, finds out this is my first one.
So she is like, obviously she's doing as much as she can herself. Is that with the
That's her.
assistance of a wire there?
Yes. So
Yeah.
that's her, and then that's me.
And you're sticking the
So,
landing.
yeah. She trained a lot for this, and she actually did a lot of, not any of this, but she did a lot, some of the hand-to-hand stuff. All this is, most of this is her.
Yeah, I mean she pulls it
John,
off
yeah, John
well.
Eusebio was the fight coordinator on this, and he just drilled the crap out of her, but she did such a good job.
Yeah, she obviously put the work in. It's all about putting the work in at the end of the day, isn't it, with the actors? If they turn up and put the work in the gym,
Yeah,
a lot out of it.
it's definitely about putting the time in, because it's also the confidence of it too. Even if they can do the moves, there's something about, the repetition of it that
Is there a
instills them.
name for this move?
Yeah, it's like the Hurricane Rana or something. It's a Lucha
Yeah.
Libre move.
JJ special, isn't it?
Yeah. We've done a version of it in every Black Widow movie, movie that has Black Widow in it, even if it's a little bit different. I always try to switch it up a bit.
So that was the first time then. So how long did you spend working on that sequence?
Filming it, I think we originally filmed for, I want to say like 2 days, maybe three, and then we came back for some pickups, I think for a day or two. So, I mean, somewhere between 3 and 5 days it took to shoot that.
That's a nice roll there. Was that difficult with the chair attached?
Chair. I thought it was gonna be, but the chair was, it was like a little bit lower than my back, so I was able to get onto my shoulders.
It's difficult, but you made it look easy. Let's put it that way.
Well, yeah, it's a little tricky, but
How was this bit done?
so that is a balsa wood chair, and it's two guys. I stepped off one and landed on the other.
Just doing it without a wire.
Yeah, no wire.
Right. Yeah, nice one. This bit.
That
Come
one
on.
I decided I wasn't going to do again. After this
Now,
happened, I was like, I think I'm good with that.
yeah, so is this onto a hard floor or is there a hidden pad
I was just going to
up out there?
explain. So RA, knowing what I was going to do in here in a dress and that I couldn't put a lot of pads or anything on, he that whole surface area is looks like cement, but it's actually like a high dense foam. So it did have, it wasn't cement. That would have knocked me out for sure if that was
Yeah.
just cement.
So the whole area is that like that's fine.
It's sort of like, yeah,
Okay.
it's better than having something like cement or wood, but it's still like it's still a hard surface. So like I think I did this like 7 or 8 times to get it right. And There was one where I thought, you know, I'm gonna kick off and I'm gonna look back first and then cradle to make it look a little cooler. And I just did not get, I like landed right on my head. It's like, eh, forget it. Let's go back to just landing blind.
Yeah, that is amazing because I used to be able to just leap back onto my hands and then kip up back in the day when I was more bendy.
Yeah,
But
because.
to kick someone there and go into it, that is seriously impressive.
Well, thank you. Yeah, that was a cool move. I'm glad we did it, but I did. I was like, you know, I don't know if I need to do that one again. It was definitely
Yeah.
like a head smasher.
So that's the best thing I've seen you do, to be honest, because that amazes me.
Thanks.
Yeah, it's amazing because you've got to hit the floor so hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
it's
Bang.
it's a little bit of a funny combo. Jeff Wolf, he and I rehearsed that quite a bit, as far as like how much, you know, he needed to give me back, you know, and
Yeah.
all that. But you know.
So Adkins, Art of Action seal of approval for that one. There
Okay,
you go.
thank you. You know what? I appreciate that. 2 or 3 days, you know, in a marble room with stilettos, a backless dress, and leg slits getting judo tossed by Ronda Rousey. Strong girl.
Yeah, how was it
So
working with Rhonda then?
she's amazing. I love her. She's so great. She was really cool. She came in, she had a lot of ideas of what she wanted to do and certain throws she wanted to do. She did not want to do an arm bar at all because she said nobody gets out of my arm bars. And if
Even in the movies.
yeah,
Not
she was
even
like,
in the
nah, we're not gonna do
movies.
that.
Yeah.
But she was great. So we did a whole fight scene day, and then we came back for like a second unit cleanup with just me and the double. And she texted me and was just like, "You're a warrior. I heard you're back in there, you know, doing, you know, shooting more of that fight today." She's like, "I'm so sore. I've never been so sore even after a fight." She's like, "You know," she gave me some really big kudos of like, told me I was really tough, and I was like, "Oh,
Yeah.
Dr. Rousey said I was tough."
Yeah, well,
Amazing.
this is it. This is it, you fighters out there.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, you warm up. You get it's okay when you're nice and warm and you can get in there and you can go for 5, 25 minutes, whatever it is.
Right.
But what we do is just to do it day in, day out, every day for 12 hours, sometimes
Yeah.
longer, and to be able to go in day after day after day, it's difficult, isn't it?
Takes a certain kind of person, you know, it's mentally and physically to be able to do that. Because, like you said, it's not like gymnastics or a sport where you train really hard and you know there's an event, you know it's going to last these many hours and you have one shot. It's like you don't know what's going to happen. You show up, you hopefully have time to warm up, and you get on set, and it's like, okay, go. And sometimes it's you fighting all day long for 8, 10, 12 hours. Like you said, it's exhausting and you have to keep going. There's no stopping. There's
There's no
no
stopping
in
it.
film.
And how can you possibly stay warm all day? You
Right.
can't. I mean, there's
Yeah.
going to be, you're going to go for lunch, you're going to come back sore, you're going to warm up again, but then there's a break and then you've cooled down and now you've got to go and do something where you kick off a guy and go into a kip up,
Right.
at 5 o'clock in the morning before the
Right.
sun comes up.
Now as a coordinator, I try when I have the option to talk to the director or whatever, and they want to know, okay, hey, what should we do when and how should we shoot this? I generally try to stack things in a way where my team can have a little time to warm up, where we can get some of the bigger gags done early on before they get tired, and then moving on to some of the easier stuff in the end of the day, because I know having been in that position, like you're just exhausted and all of a sudden they want you to like end of the day, okay, let's shoot this big, huge part of this fight, and you're not fresh. It's not good for the performer and it's not good for the show either, you know.
Well, you can come down on one of my low budget movies if you want, Heidi, where we don't
Oh,
have that
yeah. Well, you know what?
luxury.
That's true. But I still think there's a good way to stack it. Like, there's always
Yeah,
like,
you're
okay,
right.
this is going to be the most physically taxing thing. Let's try to get it done, you know, as soon as possible. But it doesn't always work. Sometimes you have to shoot in order, you know.
This is you full on martial arts, which is great to see. Not doubling, but doing it. These guys are great. So who's choreographing it? Who's shooting it? Is it all you guys together doing it?
This was choreographed by them. I came in and they kind of had an idea of some choreo, and then obviously, as you always do, you kind of tweak it as you go. I'm sure I had a couple little, you know, ideas at some point. But this was their film, and Chan was directing, And yeah, they were all in it and shooting it. And basically what happened was I went to Germany to visit my sister when she was on one of the Mockingjay movies. I wanted to go because I love Germany. And I go, of course, being me, I was like, well, I'm there, I should shoot something. So I wrote this short, and in between her filming on Mockingjay, we shot this short film together. And I asked Jojo if he knew any fight guys there we could fight, and he goes, oh, you should meet these Real Deal guys. And so these guys not only did the whole short film with me and had this big fight between her and I, but they got me in touch with their post-production company and everything, and they did all the post on it. Yeah, all the, they did this. So
I
basically, when they
got
had their film coming up, and they said, hey, could you play this character? I said, guys, I'll do anything you want. And so I flew out to Germany and played this character for them, because it's just like, yeah, you.
Okay, so this is you, your sister,
Yeah, that's
and
Renee.
this is done during the filming of Mockingjay, right? You just made a
Yeah.
short film with your sister and these guys.
Poor thing. I
Okay.
just, anytime she had time off, we'd be shooting.
Yeah, this is a real cool sequence here. I mean, it's great martial arts, great choreography, but it's all about the camera work. I mean, it's that's what takes it up another level.
Well, you
Obviously,
know
you
who
guys are
filmed this
amazing
was
performers.
Sam Hargrave.
Sam was doing camera work.
Yeah. So he was
There you
out there on
go.
Mockingjay with them. And so we brought the choreography into the rehearsal space, and Sam put a camera on it, and then we went into this park and went for it.
Well, that makes a lot of sense then. But these guys, they're great with the camera as well. They know how
Oh
to
yeah.
shoot it, cut it, and all the rest of it. So what a team.
Yeah, I was just gonna say it's a collaborative effort always, you know. It's everyone always working together, having ideas about camera angles and such.
I love
It
that
really
bit. This is my second favorite Heidi Moneymaker moment.
knee spin under the kick.
Yeah, now this is they've extended the spin, have they? They've made it look longer than it was. With the editing. No, so it's
I
like
did
you were
a double
spinning
one.
around 720.
Yeah.
Is it bosh, 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 then kick?
Yep.
Two
So
spins, then a kick.
two spins, yeah. I don't think it wasn't going to be two spins, but I think we're on this take where I was so far away that I just double spin to get to him.
That's fast, that. It's not sped up, is it?
I actually I go too fast sometimes. I'm like very fast twitch, so sometimes I have to take it down a bit for things to read.
Yeah, I'm fast twitch too. That's why I keep pulling my hamstrings.
Well, I definitely was sped up in the Plan B fight. I'm not that fast.
You're fast in this one, both of you. No, this is really good fun. And
This is
what your sister, is she same age as you, older, younger?
No, she's younger. So
Yeah.
she got into the business like 6 years after me or something, and started training her, and the guys at 87 started training her. She's a badass. She's awesome. She just doubled my lead on Hawkeye. She's so
Okay.
good. Yeah. And this was like one of this was just so much fun for me, because it was like this teamwork. It was like in my head, I'm like, we're gonna do all these badass fight moves and really fight these guys, but it's still gonna be funny, and it's gonna be us working together as a team. So like there were so many like pieces of teamwork in here that
But
were
look at the camera work here. This camera work here,
Oh.
showing everything coming
Ooh,
around
yeah.
there. Beautiful, beautiful
There's
stuff.
something like when you have this movement, right? You almost like you don't want to be cutting in and out too much of it. You want to see it, but you want to move with it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Sam's great. I'm so happy for him. He's off, about to direct another film.
Do you enjoy doing the martial arts stuff as much
I
as you
love
enjoy
it,
the
yeah.
gymnastics?
You know what? It's just different, and I think I get to still do gymnastics within the martial art fight world. You know, I always do very acrobatic things. So for me, it's like a way to still get to do, you know, gymnastics and flip around. I love martial arts. I love fighting. I you know, seems like there's cycles of different styles that come in and out as the years go by, and it's really fun to learn new things. I remember Sucker Punch was one of my favorite movies that I did, and it was because I got to be like a little Japanese anime character with a with a big, you know, sword. I had a gun in one hand and a Japanese sword in the other, and so all my fights were like crazy, like big, you know, sword fights, but I also had a gun. Yeah. So this was one of the most fun I got to do. It's just like learning Japanese sword and getting better at it, you know.
Very stylish film. Yeah, it's hard. I mean, it's a lot. Obviously, it's all CG.
Yeah, we did a
That
lot of
one on
green
wire?
screen. Yeah,
Not that good.
yeah, no, I'm not quite that springy off my hands. I wish I was, but you know what I'm saying? Where like, as time goes by and you do all these different films and you train for the style that you're going into, you know, judo became a big thing for a while, especially
Because of 8711.
because of 8711, yeah, and all the John Wicks. And then when Hallie was cast as Sophia for John Wick 3, basically Chad and all the whole gang were in New York shooting the film, and she wasn't working until the end of the film, so she needed to be in LA, and she needed to be trained, and she needed to be trained in judo and aikido. And so luckily I had been doing a lot of training on my own, but I spent some time with the Collier brothers, and I went to New York with Chad, and I really like upped my game because I had to become the instructor, you know. And you know, so that was really exciting. I got so much better at judo and aikido by being the teacher. Started teaching classes at 87, you know, as a practice and all that. So I love it. I love all of it.
So, what's your training like these days? What's the routine?
I still run. I really enjoy running and doing yoga, but we'll go in and do a couple hours, and whether it's just some kickboxing and, you know, weights just to kind of get, you know, physically in shape, or we'll go in and we'll do a day where we're just doing like acrobatics. The other day we went in and just did like basic fights, like basic, not fights, basic fight drills. So like what you'd do in a mirror if you were teaching a class on fight choreography and that kind of stuff. So right now we're really mixing it up.
So
We have a
you
movie
do
coming.
fight drills solo, like shadow boxing, or with a partner?
Both.
Solo.
So a lot of times, especially right before we leave for Hawkeye, we were doing this with a group of ladies. We were doing a warm up, which is a lot of fight drills in the mirror, like all solo, just drilling over and over. And then we turn it around and we partner, and you take those drills and you turn it into like a little fight scene. We did this other day in the gym. And then you do your little fights and back and forth and back and forth, and then you switch partners. And then we do the gauntlet, where you line up all in a row and one person fights everyone. So you go, you fight all the way down the line, and then you get at the end, the line moves down.
So you're doing the same choreography but with all the different people.
Yeah,
Yeah.
because it's really hard. You know how it is. You can be doing choreography with somebody in a fight scene, and you got the whole rhythm down, and then you change partners, or you have to fight somebody else now in the same choreo, and it's like, well, we're not
So you're
even in.
trying to make sure that everyone fights at the same rhythm, or are you just going to try and adapt to each other?
I don't like when a fight has one rhythm and it's just all speed. I think everyone should have their own flow, but you also have to get used to dancing with individual people. So for me, there should be like, it almost should be like to a beat, you know, like or a metronome of like, these are where the breaks are in the fight. This is, you know, just to make it a little bit more lively. So for me, I like to fight different people and see what they do and kind of react off of that. But that's kind of my own deal. Mostly that's a conditioning thing in getting used to working with different people and partners.
I guess as a stunt performer, and if you're fighting, one of the Avengers or whatever, or an actor who's not doing as stunts every day of their life, then as a stunt performer, you need to be able to adapt to different rhythms because that's your job at the end of the day to fill in the gaps for them.
Yeah, that's actually one of
Okay.
the things I remember recently telling a group of people I was teaching. I said, you know, you have to learn, like, when you're fighting with somebody who knows what they're doing or has been doing it for a long time, they're going to move into the right position to make it not even just work, but look good. But what you, as a stunt performer, the best thing you can do is understand where to step to make it look like he or she stepped there. Like, you have to, like you said, fill in the gaps. It's not just like cover for them. You have to move so that it looks like they're moving. And a really good performer can make anybody look good in a fight scene, you know, whereas a so-so performer can make anyone look bad, you know?
And that is exactly the job, isn't it? When you're brought in to fight the lead of whatever movie, you've got to make them look good.
Yeah,
That's the whole thing.
absolutely. It's not anymore just going in and getting thrown over a table or doing two fight beats. We're now as much the performer as the actor a lot of times. And I was like, you have to think of the emotionality of what you're doing in the fight too. Like, I can't stand when you go from like emotional character, emotional character story, and then all of a sudden they fight and it doesn't make any sense and it's just a big long fight, and then the next thing you know we're back into story. So for me, the story has to continue through the fight scene. So you also have to, when you're fighting the actor and you're doubling someone, you also have to think about what's happening in the fight scene in the story in this moment. Like, how does that person feel? How does it feel when they get hit? What's you got thrown over a table, are you scared now? Like, for me, you have to understand what's playing out in the scene as well to make the fight scene believable on your side. He's amazing. I love working with Keanu. The only thing, like, he really likes things to be real, you know, so he doesn't want you to treat him like, you know, an actor. He wants to be, he's very method with things. So after this scene, God, kind of forgot about this.
That looks pretty method.
Yeah, I know. It was also, though, he has a ton of control. He's been trained, you know, legitimately trained. He knows what he's doing. There was never a moment, even though that looks really real, that I was worried that he was going to break my neck, even though, like, he's arching me back. He's, you know, really looks like he's breaking my neck. He has a ton of control. But, like, for example, that part where I lift up his coat and stick the gun into his ribs.
Yeah.
He was black and blue, just, I would bruise the hell out of him with that gun, but right. It was like, he didn't want to put a pad. And then I also, like, when I was just kind of holding it back, he's like, no, you have to give me more. So we started just going for it. And yeah, he was definitely bruising up with that, you know, but it makes for a
hard
good scene.
Worker, isn't he? He's just full on. I mean, you can't make films like that and do as much as he does without having that mentality.
Yeah. He trains so hard and he works so hard and he does all, you know, he does, other than the, you know, big stunt, falling off the stuff, motorcycle laydowns. I mean, he's doing all that fight stuff.
Does as much as he possibly can do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is most of it.
Yeah.
I love it.
I mean, I didn't fight his double at all in that. That was all him and me. He's amazing. Wu Xing's an amazing guy. But it took us a little while to get into the rhythm of this fight for some reason. We weren't really like gelling so much. But right in here, you know, obviously we're not wearing pads at all. And there's something we were doing. It was like some kind of low block. I don't know what, but we did it like 30 times and just super hard and no holding back. I think I had like a giant like egg all over. My entire arm was puffed up in this purple, just crazy thing. But like right here,
he's going for your face. He's going for your face there.
So here's the thing. He didn't get me really hard. It was his heel kind of like hit me right here. Yeah. But he didn't want to kick me. It was actually really nice that she was like, just feel really bad kicking you. Like, he wanted to do a stunt double, but he just was worried about it and being really like, you know, gentlemanly about it. And finally we were like, you have to kick her, just kick her in the chest. And then he kicked me there, and then he got all worried, he hit me in the chin. But no, he was great. It was really fun working with him and working on this film. He works really hard. He's, you know, obviously an amazing martial artist. This was really fun. I had a safety line on me on the side of the car, but it was definitely hanging on. We had a situation here where we had a drone shot, and the drone hit something on the top of another shack, and it knocked it out of kilter, and it came flying at the Jeep and smashed into the front windshield of the Jeep. And I couldn't get below, like, with where I was like safety lined on is basically in case I passed out or got knocked off of something, I wouldn't get rolled, like land on the ground and get rolled over by the Jeep, right? So it's just one little line to keep me from getting killed, right? But the problem is, it was really super tight to the car, so I couldn't get below the Jeep if I wanted to. But all of a sudden, this drone's flying straight at my head. And, you know, like, drones are super dangerous. And luckily, it clipped like the front driver's just corner of the windshield and chipped up and over my head. Otherwise, it would have gone right for me. It was one of those where you're like, oh, God.
Yeah, yeah. You think about as much as you can, but you can't think for everything. There's just strange stuff that happens sometimes, right? You can't.
Well, Sam made a really good point, because it, you know, they were flying the drone to rehearse with it, and he said, don't fly that if there's anybody here. And we had all these extras that were didn't speak English, and some of them are African, and they had the kids and babies around. It's supposed to be a whole town. So they were flying this drone over these people, and he got really mad. He's like, that's a safety issue. You can't do that, And everyone thought he was just being, oh my God, what's wrong with this guy? Whatever. Well, then the next day they crashed the drone and almost killed us. He was like, yep, see? It's
Yeah.
dangerous.
Well, there's a reason why they call it stunts.
I know.
So yeah.
Yeah.
Well, listen, Heidi, I could talk to you for a lot longer, but I know you're a busy lady. I've got to let you go. But
Thank you so much, Scott. This has been fun. We
appreciate
should do it again.
it. Yeah, I'd love to. There's so much to talk about, and I know you've been stunt coordinating. And I just want to say that I thought The Hunt was an amazing film, and the action in that was fantastic. I know you're the stunt coordinator for that, and you've just done
Thank you.
Hawkeye, and you're doing brilliantly. And
Yeah,
it's
thank
great.
you. It was
It's great to see a female stunt performer going to the top. So well done you.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm very grateful for all of my teachers along the way and people that are still supporting me and that are, so once again, it's always your team, right? You're only as good as your team, so
Yeah.
can't take all the credit.
Yeah. Well, keep it up, Heidi, and thanks for coming on the Art of Action.
I'll talk to you soon, I hope.
Yes, absolutely.